When George Wallace graduated from law school in 1942, the only job he could find was driving a dump truck for the State Highway Department in Tuscaloosa. He met his wife, Lurleen, while he was in law school in Tuscaloosa. He remembers the times he'd parked a state truck outside the dime store and gone inside to court the dime store clerk, Lurleen Burns. Even while he was courting Lurleen, he was thinking about politics. He and Lurleen used to walk door to door in Tuscaloosa and ask folks to vote for Chauncey Sparks for governor. After the war, George went straight to Montgomery to ask Chauncey Sparks to help him find a job. By this time, Chauncey Sparks was governor of Alabama. Sparks put Wallace on as assistant attorney general, and they became fast friends. His stay in Montgomery that time was short as he had an itch to get into politics. He took a 3-month leave in 1946 to go back to Clayton and run for the legislature. He beat 2 opponents without a runoff. After the session, George opened a law office in Clayton and moved his family to an upstairs apartment over the law office. During George's 5 years in legislature, he achieved quite a bit. During his tenure, one of the things he was proudest of was the Wallace Act, which gave tax breaks to out-of-state industries if they'd moved to Alabama. Folks, it's still used today. George had the help of Governor Big Jim Folsom to get the act passed, which allowed cities and counties to finance new industry with municipal bonds. It got out-of-state industries interested in coming to Alabama because it exempted them from paying taxes for years. Actually, Mercedes was lured with the same Wallace concept. He was also proud of the Wallace Trade School Act, which Big Jim helped him with, too. It created 5 trade schools in the state. Big Jim named one of them the George Wallace Trade School near Dothan. George humbly told Big Jim he owed him a favor for that. George added new laws to the books fast, and Lurleen added kids to the family. A second girl, Peggy Sue, was born in Eufaula. Next baby was George Corley Wallace, Jr. About this same time, George is making a national name for himself politically, not only as a legislator, but he went to the Democratic National Convention in 1948 as a delegate. He listened to Big Jim's advice and decided against walking out of the convention with the Dixiecrats, who left and formed their own party. George stayed as a loyalist. He stayed behind and grabbed the chance to nominate a Southerner, Senator Russell of Georgia, for president. George and Big Jim worked well together and became allies. In 1954, Big Jim called in favors owed him for his support of the Trade School Act and the Wallace Act. He asked George to be his South Alabama campaign manager, and George did it. Big Jim beat 8 opponents while running off for governor that year. However, George and Big Jim didn't always agree on things. During the years when George was seeing which way the political wind was blowing on states' rights and racial problems, Big Jim was preaching equal rights for blacks and waiting out in the crowd after his speeches to shake hands with black folks. That would have been the kiss of death for any white politician but Big Jim. He also made national headlines when he invited New York Congressman Adam Clayton Powell, America's only black congressman from Harlem, to come by the governor's mansion and drink Scotch whiskey. The joke was that it would have been such a fuss if Powell had drunk bourbon, but drinking Scotch at the governor's mansion was looking on as a little bit uppity.
Thank y'all for listening.